Since up until that time the guild had been run by real musicians, and therefore the membership roll was unrolled, and hardly anyone had paid any dues lately, and the organisation owed several thousand dollars to Chrysopraise, the troll, at punitive interest, he didn't even have to audition. When Mr. Cleet had opened the first of the unkempt ledgers and looked at the unorganised mess, he had felt a deep and wonderful feeling. Since then, he'd never looked back. He had spent a long time looking down. And although the guild had a president and a council, it also had Mr. Cleet, who took the minutes and made sure things ran smoothly and smiled very quietly to himself. It is a strange but reliable fact that whenever men throw off the yoke of tyrants and set out to rule themselves, there emerges, like a mushroom after rain, Mr. Cleet. Mr. Cleet laughed at things in inverse proportion to the actual humour of the situation.
But that's nonsense.
Welcome to the wonderful world of the guild economy, said Mr. Cleet.
What happens if we play without belonging to the guild, then? Said Imp. Do you confiscate our instruments?
To start with, said the secretary, and then we sort of give them back to you. Incidentally, you're not elvish, are you?
$75 is criminal, said Imp, as they plodded along the evening streets.
Worse than criminal, said Glod. I hear the Thieves Guild just charges a percentage.
And they give you a proper guild membership and everything, Leas rumbled. Even a pension. And they have a day trip to Quirm. And a picnic every year.
Music should be free, said Imp.
So what are we going to do now? Said Leas.
Anyone got any money? Said Glod.
Got a dollar, said Leas.
Got some pennies, said Imp.
Then we're going to have a decent meal, said Glod, right here.
He pointed up at a sign.
Gimlet's Whole Food, said Leas. Gimlet sounds dwarfish. Vermicelli and stuff.
Now he's doing troll food too, said Glod. Decided to put aside ethnic differences in the cause of making more money. 5 types of coal, 7 types of coke and ash sediments to make you dribble. You'll like it.
Dwarf bread too, said Imp.
You like dwarf bread, said Glod.
Love it, said Imp.
What, proper dwarf bread? Said Glod. You sure?
Yes, it's nice and crunchy, see?
Glod shrugged.
That proves it, he said. No one who likes dwarf bread can be elvish.
The place was almost empty. A dwarf in an apron that came up to its armpits watched them over the top of the counter.
You do fried rat? Said Glod.
Best damn fried rat in the city, said Gimlet.
Okay, give me 4 fried rats.
And some dwarf bread, said Imp.
And some coke, said Leas, patiently.
You mean rat heads or rat legs?
No, 4 fried rats.
And some coke.
You want ketchup on those rats?
No.
You sure?
No ketchup.
And some coke.
And 2 hard-boiled eggs, said Imp.
The others gave him an odd look.
Well, I just like hard-boiled eggs, he said.
And some coke.
And 2 hard-boiled eggs.
And some coke.
$75, said Glod as they sat down. What's 3 times $75?
Many dollars, said Leas.
More than $200, said Imp.
I don't think I've ever seen $200, said Glod. Not while I've been awake.
We raise money, said Leas.
We can't raise money by being musicians, said Imp. It's the guild law. If they catch you, they take your instrument and shove it up.
He stopped.
Let's just say it's not much fun for the piccolo player, he added from memory.
I shouldn't think the trombonist is very happy either, said Glod, putting some pepper on his rat.
I can't go back home now, said Imp. I can't go back home yet. Even if I could, I'd have to raise monoliths like my brothers. All they care about is stone circles.
If I go back home now, said Leas, I'll be clubbing druids.
And they both very carefully sidled a little further away from each other.
Then we play somewhere where the guild won't find us, said Glod cheerfully. We find a club somewhere.
Got a club?